We continue in these days to have the propers and the readings from the Feast of the Epiphany, as this is the octave of the Epiphany, which ends Friday with the celebration of the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, since we have read already several times these readings, we will not repeat them again. But always, you know, every time you read something, and especially the sacred scripture, you always learn something new. And sometimes your curiosity gets picked, at least mine does. But then that's why I helped to write an encyclopedia and many, many articles besides. So even though I have kept under the radar, a stealth theologian and priest, because I didn't want to be involved with all that nonsense that's going on in the church today. But one of the things that really piques my curiosity, and of course, if I could remember as far as it takes me to go from here to the front door of my rectory, I might remember to look it up again. I find it very curious, and it is a very curious word and a very onomatopoeic word, that Herod was trying to find out the information from the Magi. And the word that's used in the Latin here is "suscitabatur." That word in itself says everything. "Suscitabatur." So whenever somebody comes up to me and is trying to find out what some other people are doing or not, or when you amongst yourselves are trying to be curious beyond what is your validly legal prerogatives, you are "suscitabatur." And, of course, that is a very, very interesting and beautiful word. Latin is indeed, as far as I'm concerned, the language par excellence. Of course, it is a language that our Lord has chosen, and especially in the last 1800 years, to be the language of the sacred liturgy, as is ascertained by all the councils of the church, even the last one, which was not infallible, but which still was a council, whether we like it or not. Anyway, today, however, and yesterday, the day before, we had the Feast of Two Popes. They're not in the Missal for whatever reason, I don't know. But they were very important. They were popes that were in the 3rd century. The first was Pope St. Telesphorus. And that's a name in itself. If you can spell it, I will give you a dollar. Telesphorus. And one of the things that's important about Pope St. Telesphorus is that he is the pope that introduced into the Mass the Gloria that we sing, or that we say at Masses as we did today, in Masses of a certain importance. But at first, it was only in the papal Mass that this hymn, which is a hymn, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, was allowed. And then little by little, the Pope became a little bit more generous, and other popes also besides, not just him. The liturgy did not come down in a flying saucer, as some people would have it. It took time to develop. That doesn't mean that we have to be archaeologists when we celebrate Mass, but at the same time, it means that we need to know that it's not just all there from the beginning. Most definitely, our Lord Jesus Christ did not wear a chasuble or a maniple or a stole or any such thing during the first Mass, the Last Supper. That came later. And it was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who is the great teacher of the liturgy. So St. Telesphorus, among other things, and he also organized the clergy of Rome somewhat. Mind you, the persecutions were still going on. He was pope around the time of the Emperor Decius, who murdered many, many, many Catholics. And then he was succeeded by the Pope whose feast is today. And I was surprised, and I'm familiar with the name because, one, it's very popular in Spain, but also we used to have a parishioner who is now dead, but whose wife is still a great benefactress of our parish, of the Holy Name Society, especially at Christmas time, in the thousands. Eugenio, was his name. Today is Pope Saint Eugenius, but in Spanish is Eugenio. And Saint Eugenius, and that also is a valid way to say it in Latin, Eugenius. He supposedly was a philosopher, and supposedly was not always a good Catholic, and he converted. And that's something that's very important today, because there are many, well, not many, most Catholics are not good Catholics, and they need to convert. They believe nonsense that beyond the imagination of whatever. I mean, when a priest that considers himself traditional speaks about his chakras from the pulpit, then we are in big trouble. And when a pope puts an idol of the Pachamama in St. Peter's, then we are in big trouble. So we can pray very, very much today and often to Pope St. Eugenius. Anyway, he continued in the line of thought of St. Telesphorus, but he did not last very long. Unlike others who seem to never go away, he lasted only 4 years. And so we also need to pray to St. Eugenius to send us a traditional pope soon, and very soon. And so, you know, I'm sure I'll get in trouble if some people hear about it, but that's okay. That's the way it is. Ask me and I'll tell you what I really think. In the meantime, we pray for the church, and of course we pray the sad news for the soul of the departed Cardinal Pell, who thought he was just going to get a hip replacement. And that's why we do have the more general and generous use of the sacrament of the anointing, the unction of the sick, that is not just meant to be at the very, very, very last moment. Most people don't know when they're going to die. How could they call a priest? And most of the times, they're not there. You know, so we need to prepare. Of course, in February, around the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, we will have the anointing of the sick for all those who are in the state of grace, that means confession, and who have any kind of illness, serious or chronic, that is of a serious nature, and there are many of those. That doesn't mean that everybody comes up to get it, only some. But nevertheless, this is very important. So poor Cardinal Pell thought he was going to have his surgery and then go back to the restaurants, which we often met at in Rome, that we had the most wonderful pasta and other wonderful delicacies that the Italian cooks and the Roman cooks cooked up for us. Unfortunately, now he's not in this world for us, and hopefully he is in the next world. And all of us always need to prepare for that. All of us are called to be saints. That means we're called to heaven. And if you miss that boat, it's your own fault. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.